We are joined by Jeff O'Brien. He is an attorney, a lawyer, a barrister extraordinaire. And you only go with the lawyer extraordinaire on my daughter's show over on 1130, right? AM 1130?
That's right. Yep, that's
well,
right.
You're much more than that, my friend. And there's a lot going on this week, an incredible amount of things. Tonight, big, big night. And I still have my, until 8 p.m. when they both are on the stage, I keep wondering if Biden will find a way or his people will find a way to extract him from it. And it would be an extraction. The debate. And yeah. How do you see this going? I don't see how he can stay awake for an hour and a half, he being Biden.
I don't either. Yeah, 90 minutes, no commercial breaks. And Chris Wallace isn't going to be Jake Tapper or any of the other sycophants that have interviewed him in the past. He's not going to shut down a line of questioning because Joe Biden wants it shut down. But, you know, it's going to be interesting. You know, the Biden team, I know they've had him, they've been calling lids since last week, and they've been prepping him for I don't know how many days now on this. The president, it sounds like, did some debate prep with Chris Christie and Rudy Giuliani, but for the most part says dealing with a hostile press every day, day in and day out, is almost preparation enough. And to some extent, I agree
it's
with
true.
That. You know, he can be quick on his feet, Trump, when he's, you know, I think that he's really going to have to be sharp when it comes to the coronavirus stuff. I think he needs to hammer on, cause that's really his weak point. And I think he really needs to hammer his line of China lied to the world. You know, the WTO picked it up, and, you know, the initial indications were this wasn't, you know, transmissible via human contact. And I mean, everything that was, there was misinformation that was sent out from the get-go, because that's really where Biden wants to hit him, is the you know, they want to blame him for every single death for COVID.
But you know what, Jeff, he could turn the tables on that, because we've talked about this off the air. There have been studies now, and you got the Yale epidemiologist, several other prominent doctors and epidemiologists saying hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and zinc works. He should turn the tables on then and said many more people would be alive if the Democrats didn't shut down and get governors, like I believe our own, who basically have outlawed that as a prescription.
Yeah, or putting sick people in the nursing homes. I think he really has to focus
yes.
on the response that the administration had with Operation Warp Speed and using the Defense Production Act, and also pointing out to Biden, what would you do differently? You know, I mean, his so far his plan is, I'll keep Fauci on. It's like, Fauci's already there. What's your plan? What would you do differently? And he doesn't really have that. So I think that's one of the things that I think Trump is going to have to be sharp on. I don't know if they're going to get into foreign policy as much. If they do, I think Trump. I was listening a little bit on his rally on Saturday night, and it was really good talking about the peace negotiation. First of all, the negotiations with, you know, the communication with North Korea, and then the peace negotiation with these other countries. And he talked about how in his first meeting with Obama told him the biggest threat to the world is North Korea, to American national security. And Trump apparently responded saying, you ever try talking to the guy?
And we know what the answer was.
That's what I think he needs to. Those are the things he's going to need to be sharp.
Well,
Biden's been doing this for almost 50 years. He's going to need to be sharp, you know, and he's going to have to land some blows.
He will land blows if he points out about the nursing homes putting COVID positive people who clearly were very ill in nursing homes. And it happened. It happened in New York, I believe, Connecticut, and it certainly happened and may still be happening in Minnesota. So how can he be? He could argue, how can I be blamed for those
right.
deaths when it was Democratic right. governors who did it? Now, I got to shift here. Ilhan Omar has got a little bit of an issue here, because Project Veritas, and, you know, just like with everything else, the other side is saying they're right wing, they make things up, blah, blah, blah. It's on tape, and these are people, real people on tape, real people who work for Ilhan Omar, saying that basically they are ballot harvesting, and their latest release is that of people paying or being paid to give up their ballots. That,
yeah.
And also there's a claim by one of them that it was Ilhan Omar's idea. This is, I mean, these are felonies. She could go to jail over this, but in Minnesota, no, it's going to have to come from the U.S. attorney, because I don't believe the Secretary of State, or certainly Keith Ellison, who she replaced as in Congress, they're not going to make a bid to go after. It will have to be the Department of Justice.
You can already see it's the Project Veritas is a right-wing conspiracy group, and this is a right-wing thing, and you're already seeing that. I mean, I see that the Minneapolis police and the Hennepin County attorney are going to do, so they're going to investigate, but I think you already know what the result of the investigation was, you know, and rightfully so. You know, Veritas has had some issues in some of their videos in the past, but if there's a chance that there is somebody out there paying somebody for absentee ballots, that's a huge problem, especially this year when we're all talking with COVID. Everybody wants to vote by absentee ballot or vote by mail. Everybody's ripping on Trump for criticizing, you know, the shoddiness with the ballots. But we see more and more problems with this. We see Minnesota. You see in Texas, one of Biden's campaign team was involved with ballot harvesting down there. You had the ballots that were found in the trash in Pennsylvania. You got the ballots that were found in a ditch in Wisconsin. You got military ballots, absentee ballots being mailed to the Bronx. There's a lot of problems with this, and people are right to bring this up.
No, no question, and I will be interested to see how it plays out. Now, the other thing that's going to be playing out over the next several weeks is the nomination of a Supreme Court potential justice. And where do you see this,
Amy Coney Barrett?
Coney Barrett. I always want to put an L in there, Conley Barrett. But and also, by the way, and here this is just one indication of it. I'm really sick of people. No one mocked Ruth Bader Ginsburg and her name. People calling Amy Coney Barrett. They're now going with Sacha Baron Cohen. It's disrespectful, and they're going after her for being Catholic. And this one is incredibly egregious. They're going after her for adopting two children from Haiti. They're somehow turning that into a bad thing that she did. And there's some professor, I think an East Coast college, comparing it to white colonialists who brought blacks into their families.
The Democrats do this at their peril. You know, 2 years ago, what they did with then Judge Kavanaugh, now Justice Kavanaugh, that had brought the Republicans back in the election. If you recall, there was a mass shooting shortly before the election that put gun control back on the front page. But the Democrats did themselves no favors, and they probably cost themselves some Senate seats the last time with their performance in the Kavanaugh hearings. And now you're sitting here with everything on the line, and you know, with suburban women that being a huge demographic for either side to in terms of determining the who's going to be the winner of these elections, and they're going to rip on a woman who has been able to raise her children and maintain a career as a very distinguished legal mind, legal professor, and now a judge. And they're going to go after her for adopting children, and they're going to go after the Catholics. You know, I suppose that's okay. You know, there's not many Catholics around
no.
the world.
No, right? There's not at all. And the other thing they go after her for, they're claiming that she belongs to they say it's a cult where she believes in being subservient to her husband. Her husband is basically Mr. Mom.
Yeah, the best. There's a great piece, Bob, on Bloomberg.com by he's a Harvard law professor named Noah Feldman. He was actually one of the lawyers speaking out in favor of impeaching President Trump, but he clerked for Justice David Souter at the same time that Judge
Garrett I read that piece
for Justice Scalia, and he says she's eminently qualified for the Supreme Court.
And isn't this the guy who went to her when he had questions?
Yes.
Yeah, that's not good. All right, we got to switch gears again. We're keeping things moving here. Let's just sum this up in a matter of seconds. Vikings suck.
Yeah. Yeah, the biggest news around our household this weekend was Poppy got another winner's bitch title. We could care less about what the Vikings
are doing. Yes, congratulations to Poppy, who's loading up the – and by the way, just to be clear, that is the accurate and Would it be technical? It's the accurate term of what in dog showing, what they call the female.
Yeah, that's what they call females. Yeah, it's funny to listen to my wife, Jennifer, have some talk about these shows and talk about this bitch and that bitch. I'm like, oh, you're talking about dogs. Okay.
Well, I think when I talked to you last night, I said, congratulations on the bitch doing so well. And
she's starting to accumulate points and doing well. So. Doing well.
Well, she's doing terrific.
Better than the Vikings, put it that way.
Much better.
She can't catch. She can only catch.
Yeah. Well, Jeff, I told Mary, start making the popcorn first thing, crack of dawn today, because we want to have plenty for tonight. Enjoy the debate, and we'll certainly be talking about that. Jeff O'Brien, Chestnut Cambrone, check him out. What's the best way to get in touch with you? You have many different fields you get into, but you specialize. One of your specialties is people who own craft breweries and distilleries.
Yep. No, business and real estate generally, but yeah, I've got a strong niche in that area. So best way to get a hold of me is joebryan@cclawmn.com, or look me up on, just Google me, you'll find me.
Jeff, thanks so much. Take a quick break. The BS Show will be right back.